This is Be Still and Run's Midweek Motivation. Okay, so this is a topic that I really enjoy trying to practice in my life, and it's partly because I love challenges and partly because I see such a great reward or a great blessing come out of it, both in my physical and my spiritual running. And it is our core. So working on our core, so for physical, that would be your hips and your pelvis floor, your abs, your the side abs, whatever, those obliques, I can't think of. And then your glutes and your hip flexors and just everything around your whole middle section. And then for your spiritual side, of course, is going to be the truth. So like knowing who you are in Christ and knowing who God is, really knowing the truth. Not talking about feelings, but actually in your heart, if somebody asks you who God is, you can honestly say, this is who he is. And so today I wanted to go with a quick illustration that I got during a Sunday school sermon. So picture a bicycle wheel. You have the outside rubber tire that sits on this metal rim blown up with air. Okay, so you got the outside. Then there are many spokes that stick straight across, and that's it. So imagine without the hub of that wheel, the middle part where the spokes are supposed to go through, imagine what that wheel is going to do. First of all, you're not going to have, the wheel's not going to be able to be attached to the bicycle. There's nowhere that it would attach to it, because if you attach it to the spokes, the wheel wouldn't turn. And obviously, if you attached it to anything else, it wouldn't turn either. So you need a hub of the wheel to hold it all together and to allow it, the tire, to be used the way it's supposed to. And the hub of our Christian life is love. God himself is love. And that is just, if you look in life, it's the basis of everything. God created everything around love. And so much so to where if we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then we love others as ourself. Jesus in Matthew 22 told us that if we did those two things, we would be fulfilling all of the law and keeping all of God's commands, and we would be showing a heart that was after Christ, that like David, God described David as a man after his own heart. And I believe that main thing was because David had love. He had a love for God. He learned how to focus on God and focus on other people. And he wasn't focused so much on himself. And the cornerstone, or our hub, of the physical is really our hips, especially the hip abductors, which is to blame for a lot of running injuries, and it's responsible for stabilizing us in almost any kind of movement. So to speak, it's sort of like your anchor that will keep you going strong when the rest of your body is tired. And it connects to your IT band, your glutes, it can affect your hamstrings and your quads, and of course your hips. And so a lot of times this muscle is very weak. Just like our Christian life, we seem to focus on ourselves more than on other people, so we become weak and vulnerable to lies and distractions that Satan can throw at us or the voices from other people. And so I have two exercises for you to do. The first one is for your spiritual hub. So when you answer these questions I'm about to ask, I need you to answer it from your heart, the first thing that pops in your head, not think about it and try to rationalize and talk yourself into thinking you have a different answer. So, do you think God loves you? Do you honestly feel God loves you? Do you feel loved by Him? And then, lastly, do you have any fear? And then I want you to read 1 John 4, 18 to 20. And that will show you that if you have fear, you are not perfect in your hub. Your hub is spiritually weak, and you're going to stumble, and it's going to mess up how the rest of your life flows. Because perfect love casts out fear. So if you have fear, it's showing that you are not resting in love. You're not living in love. You're not focused on that. Okay, and then the second test is for your physical hub. So if you stand straight up and lift your leg straight out to the side, you do about 10 reps of these on each leg without putting the working foot back down on the ground until you are done. This works your hip abductors, which is the major core muscle that runners are weak in. Don't quote me on that, but it is a major running muscle that we're weak in. Your goal should be able to do at least 10 without putting your leg back on the ground, all the way out to the side. Even all the way up to like hip level. And then excuse me. The next one that could make that even stronger is to get a exercise band, like a loop, and lay on your side on the ground, and with the exercise band right above your knees, see how many reps you can do from that angle. And then to make it even more intense, you can do a side plank and do the same thing. And that'll really show you how strong it is. So, today, just answer these two or find out how strong you are in your core and try to work on those. Try to go to God and instead of asking him to take away your fear, ask him to give you more love so that you can start to build your life around what God intended it to be. And then, of course, while you are working your physical core muscles, you're going to work all of them, and doing full body ones is actually more beneficial as it works everything around it instead of just different muscles. Because when we try and work a single muscle, it's actually going to imbalance you, and it's going to make it more difficult to strengthen other muscles. So if you do more of a full body core work, that is going to be more beneficial than if you just work on your hips or just your glutes or whatever. So, I hope you guys are having a wonderful week, and I pray you will continue having a wonderful week. And we'll see you next week.